Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Our topic of conversation today is COVID-19, which has been everybody's conversation probably for about a year, as it's been about 1 year since COVID first appeared in the United States and has pretty well affected everyone since then in one form or another. But now what appears to be good news, a vaccine is coming in the near future. Actually, it's being administered in some areas at this time. But we thought we'd talk to you a little bit about right now what's going on in Macoupin County and then get into the subject of the vaccine. First off, could you tell us a little bit of what is going on in Macoupin County right now? And, people have noticed that there's been an uptick in the amount of deaths that have been reported concerning those related to COVID-19. Could you give us sort of an overall of what's going on?
Sure, Rick. Unfortunately, you're correct. The cases and deaths in Macoupin County continue to rise. We did some looking back, and exactly a month ago, our cases stood at positivity cases 1,729 with 20 deaths logged. And exactly 1 month later, we're at 3,046 positive cases with 69 deaths. So that's double the amount of cases, triple the amount of deaths. So what we're seeing happening is people are still refusing to follow the recommendations given. And unfortunately, the vulnerable population is the one are the ones that are suffering from these choices. And we're starting to see the outcome of the choices being that we are losing people. And these are, ages ranging anywhere from 40 to 100 are the people that we're seeing passing.
And as you said, the important thing is, even with the news of vaccine coming out, it's going to be some time before vaccinations are available to everyone and things like that. And your recommendation still is, I'm sure, to keep with the masks and the social distancing and everything, correct?
Absolutely. The guidance has not changed around mask wearing and keeping your distance, disinfecting, sanitizing your hands, washing your hands, just kind of keeping out of the public as much as you can until we can get the vaccination out to everyone and kind of get this thing slowed back down again.
And with that, we'll bring up the topic of the vaccination, which we're hearing there are people now actually receiving a vaccination for COVID. But with all the information not quite available yet, what can you tell us, I guess your understanding now, where are we at with this vaccination process?
So what we know right now is that the Pfizer vaccine is out. 50 jurisdictions across the state of Illinois received their first shipment yesterday and began vaccinating. We are hoping to hear something soon as our arrival date. This will be a two-shot series. The first one will be given, and then the second one will be given 17 to 21 days later to reach the best efficacy of this vaccine, which is 95%, which is good compared to our influenza vaccine last year, which had an efficacy of around 60%. So the information coming out about this vaccine is reassuring.
It's my understanding there will be also a second type vaccination. Is it about the same as the one that's available now?
So the second vaccine that is sitting in front of the FDA today for approval is Moderna, and it is somewhat the same. The difference is it is a two-dose series as well. The first dose you get, the second dose you get 28 days later instead of the 17 to 21 like Pfizer, and then there's some differences in the storage and handling. The Pfizer is a very, it has to be stored at an ultra-cold temperature, whereas the Moderna has a little more leeway. So there's a few little differences, but it like the Pfizer vaccine, is a two-part series.
We hear people a little concerned that it was developed so fast and things like that concerning the vaccine. And of course, anytime it's a vaccine, I guess you can be a little bit skeptical of what's going on. But could you just talk about, even though it was developed fast, it wasn't like it was just Oh, we just did this. They went on a lot of back research too. Isn't that sort of the case?
Sure. I encourage everyone to not believe, you know, everything they kind of read on social media or they hear. Go out and do your own research. Go out and go to the Pfizer website and read the study around the trials of the vaccine. What people have seemed to omit in the situation is that COVID-19 existed in other countries quite some time before it got to the United States. So our first documented case within the United States was in March. Now, we had scientists on the other side of the world already working on a vaccine before the beginning of this year because they knew that it was a problem. So if you go in, you read the trials about these vaccines, they spent the required amount of time through the phases, unlike you're hearing on media that it was rushed through and done on a whim. They had the help where typically a drug company has a financial concern that if they get stopped in any phase, they get pushed back and it's a financial loss to them. The government helped them eliminate that financial concern and told them to come up with the vaccine and keep going, and that they would assume the financial risk to getting set back. So this was a big help in keeping them moving forward and keeping them able to get the vaccine to a point where it was ready and could be given safely, unlike other drug trials.
Right now, what is your understanding of, I think we've all heard in reports, frontline workers are going to be top on the list. Sort of how will it work, and then how does it finally get to the general public?
There is a priority list that was set at a federal and state level. And those priority lists look like this. Phase 1A will be your healthcare personnel, including EMS, ancillary staff, anybody that works in the healthcare setting, that they will be first to get the vaccine. The second list is Phase 1B, and those are your essential frontline workers other than healthcare. So these would be individuals including your police, your firefighters, National Guard acting in those capacities, your food and agriculture or meat processing plants, utilities, transportation workers, correctional officers, your teachers, things like that. Frontline workers that are essential for the functioning of our society. Then you get to the group of 1C, which is your high-risk population, people that have these comorbidities, diabetes, heart conditions, chronic kidney disease, cancer, things like that. And adults 65 years and older. So once we get through those phases, it's further broken down, and then we're getting to, you know, general public, factory workers, things like that. So the priority groups are, you know, as follows, 1A, 1B, 1C. We're hoping that within the next couple weeks we can get through those groups and have more information as to when we will start on the general public.
Before we started the interview, I think you brought up a good point is Macoupin County is an entity in itself, and what Macoupin County gets doesn't mean some other county anywhere else gets the same amount. So it's going to be sort of a county-by-county thing, correct?
That is correct.
Last question I would have for you is, as we start to see the vaccinations get more and more and more, is there like a monitoring process to see if, hey, everything's going well, or how will they determine if things are going good as the vaccinations progress?
So I'm glad you brought that up. There is a app that they are asking us to educate anybody taking the vaccine on, and it's called VSafe. And it's an app that you can put on your phone, and you go in each day and you report any symptoms that you're having post-vaccination. This gives the drug company a way of tracking any kind of symptoms that individuals are having. There's also a centralized reporting and adverse event system called VAERS that anybody participating in the administration of vaccination is required to report to this system. So it's a centralized tracking across the United States repository, so they can also have all that information in one place to compile.
And Christy, I'd like to say that will bring us to today's interview, the completion of it, but we'll be visiting with you again. As you said, information will be coming available very soon, and thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.